The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's a nutritious smoothie of creamy, fresh yogurt, vanilla protein powder, and a mushy banana. For your mind, drink it all down. It's nummy. I want vanilla. I want vanilla. Here comes Eric Metaxas.
Folks, for today's show, we're airing the special event I did, Westgate Chapel, north of Seattle, last Sunday with John Zmirak. It was really something. We hope you're enjoying it, playing it in both hours today. It was a long, wonderful event. Here it is.
Let's criticize the so-called evangelical church. It's the exact same thing.
I'll leave that to you.
That's right. The point is, it's the exact same thing. You're in bed with the devil when you say, well, I don't want to say that because I could lose my tax-exempt status. That is scandalous, folks. It is absolutely scandalous that they care so little about those who are suffering and about all of the horrors that are happening that they're afraid to speak up. And they use these excuses. And the point is, the Lord is looking for a muscular church, an active church. He's looking basically for his people, for his bride, to do what his will is. And I say that the parallels to what happened at the church in Germany. Look, let's be clear that there's a chapter in my book called 12,000 Pastors. There were 18,000 Protestant pastors in Germany in the 30s, 18,000. 3,000 of them, by 1935, the persecution was so strong that only 3,000 of the 18,000 stood very strongly against the Nazis and had signed the Barman Declaration and said, we will not bow to Caesar, we will not bow to Hitler, we worship Jesus. 3,000 of the 18,000 stood strong. On the other end of the spectrum, you had the super pro-Hitler contingent, so that there were about 3,000 who were super pro-Hitler, pro-Nazi pastors, okay? So you could call that's like today, you know, a pastor that is preaching woke lunacy from the pulpit, whatever it is, okay? But here's the key. In the middle, there were 12,000 pastors who said, you know what? We don't want to take sides on this. We don't want to be divisive. We don't want to get in trouble with the law, with the Gestapo. We're just going to drift along like the salmon that John was describing. We're just going to go along, because we don't know which way the wind blows. We don't know how this is going to end up. The Lord points his finger at those 12,000 because their silence and their inaction determined the nightmare that came to Germany and came to Europe, the satanic nightmare of the Holocaust and everything that followed. It was because of the silence of the 12,000. It was not because of the 3,000 pro-Nazis, okay? You know, that's like saying we blame the Democrats. Let me tell you something. If you are not actively standing with those who are willing to stick their necks out, the 3,000 heroes who stood in Germany, if you're not standing with them, like John said, if you're not standing with those who are speaking up about January 6th, if you're not standing with those who are willing to question the vaccine, if you're not standing with them, if you're in the middle playing it safe, you are enabling the devil to destroy the culture. And to be gracious, I want to say that there are many good guys, okay? Now, there's some really wicked, woke, crazy people. But there are a lot of good people that have been fooled into silence. And God will deal with them. But I want to be clear that some of them simply don't know. They're foolish enough to think that they're supposed to be silent. So it is our job to let them know, no, That safe third way is opening the door to hell in this nation just in the same way that it did in Germany. It is vital that we reach those in the middle, and we don't need to reach all 12,000, okay, or whatever number it is, whatever. We need to reach some of them, and some of them, by God's grace, are waking up because of the things that are happening. But if the church does not wake up and repent of its silence in America, and again, I'm speaking about the evangelical church, but you understand, it is the Catholic Church, the Orthodox Church, it is anybody who dares to say, I'm a Christian. If you are not doing something actively, if you are not flirting with persecution and with getting your tax-exempt status taken away, you will be judged for standing in the middle and doing nothing.
Let me offer a little bit of encouragement. When I arrived at Yale, I saw these beautiful Gothic buildings that are meant to look like medieval cathedrals. They talked about the Western civilization, the liberal arts tradition. And I thought, wow, this is all so wonderful. And then I kept reading gay activists and Marxists and pro-Soviet. Remember, this is the 80s. You know, dupes of Moscow. And I thought, these people are ruining my wonderful Western civilization institution. And it took me until my junior year to realize, wait a minute, it's their punch bowl. I'll just be the dead rat floating in it. America is their punch bowl, folks. Let's just ruin it for them, okay? Don't let them win easily. Make them pay. But I want to talk about the parallels with Germany, because Eric's book is fantastic. I read it in one day. I'm sure that galls him, because I think it took him at least four to write it.
It's my shortest book.
The cartoons really help, though. Because he got it illustrated by Scott Adams, so there are all these Dilbert cartoons in it. And I never thought you could draw concentration camps in a Dilbert style and have it still work. But
These are jokes, by the way,
these
for those
are
of
jokes.
You who aren't tracking.
These
this
are jokes.
True.
No, Scott Adams said no. When I mentioned anarcho-tyranny, how many of you have heard that term? Okay, look it up. Anarcho-tyranny means anarchy for me, tyranny for thee. My rioters can trash your business. Like the rioters in Omaha, Nebraska trashed the business of Jake Gardner. How many of you have heard of Jake Gardner? Okay, one or two. My next book, whose title is No Second Amendment, No First, is dedicated to Jake Gardner. And I'm in touch with his family, and when it comes out, I'm going to Arlington National Cemetery and laying a copy on his grave. Jake Gardner was a combat hero from the Iraq War. He ran a business in downtown Omaha. A five-time felon looter, allegedly protesting the death of some other felon at the hands of some cops, forget which. Remember, George Floyd's murderers went to prison immediately, were arrested immediately. The system worked. So why were there riots? The system worked. All those cops were off the force. They all went to jail. Why were there riots? Because the communists wanted there to be riots. Okay? Anarcho-tyranny means we can run the streets. So a looter comes into his business, starts strangling starts beating up his elderly father. Is trying to strangle Jake Gardner to death. Jake Gardner then and only then puts the rifle over his shoulder and shoots the guy trying to strangle him. The local prosecutor said, well, this is obviously self-defense. It's all on video. Rioters, Antifa, and whatever street trash they could collect picketed the prosecutor's house for 3 weeks. So he appointed a special prosecutor, a George Soros prosecutor, who charged Jake Gardner with first-degree murder and a hate crime. GoFundMe took down his defense fund, wouldn't let him raise money. His landlord evicted him. He was completely isolated. He was targeted by mobs. He committed suicide. He could fight against the Islamist terrorists in Iraq. He could not fight the woke mob and the elites here in America. Jake Gardner's body lies a moldering in the grave. His soul is marching on. I want you to remember his name, Jake Gardner. Ashley Babbitt. How about Kyle Rittenhouse? They're pedophiles trying to beat him to death with a skateboard, screaming, kill him, kill him. Shooting guns at him, he shoots back. They try to send him to prison for first-degree murder. They are allowed to do whatever they want, and if you defend yourself, they will prosecute you. Where does this come from? The Nazis. The Nazis pioneered this tactic. The Nazi brown shirts, the SA, would get in fights. They would shut down political speakers. They would silence, they would beat them up when they tried to give speeches. If those people defended themselves, everybody got arrested. The judges were pro-Nazi. They would let the Nazi thugs go and prosecute the people who defended themselves. This is what the Democrats are doing now.
In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis, and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com.
We used to laugh, we used to cry, we used to bow our heads.
Folks, you're listening to a special edition of the Eric Metaxas Show. We are airing right now what I did with John Zmirak live on stage at an Apologia Forum in Edmonds, Washington, at Westgate Chapel. It really was extraordinary, and we're airing that for you right now. So here it is.
You know, I was going along Greenville Avenue in Dallas, and I saw this crazy homeless person. I was like, why is the mayor of Chicago walking along the street in Greenville? I'm like, oh, no, that's not the mayor. That's not Mayor Lightfoot. It's just another crackhead. But of course, you know, we had a crackhead running our Ukraine policy in the person of Hunter Biden. By the way, how many of you have seen that YouTube video of the crackhead singing Amazing Grace at a funeral? It's one of the funniest things in the history of the world. This crackhead sings Amazing Grace. He just doesn't know any of the lyrics. So he's just making up random syllables to sound like it. And Eric, I think you should get him to like do something singing Amazing Grace for Hunter.
Yeah.
We need Hunter Biden singing Amazing Grace
right
at our
now.
Funerals.
Everything John just said, right? Now imagine, so this happened in Germany, and the church in Germany largely was persuaded this is not our battle. They didn't do anything about it. Now, we know today what the result was of their silence, right? We can't say, well, gee, I wonder how that went. We know what happened. We know, and Bonhoeffer, the reason he was such a heroic voice is he knew only the church in Germany had the power in that culture to do anything about this. So if the church doesn't stand together and take action, evil wins. And that's what happened. And the parallels that I see to what is happening now are just astonishing. I promise you, the parallels are extremely clear and dramatic. I'm not exaggerating. And John is explaining it. Anarcho-tyranny. That this, the exact thing that happened in Germany, that's just one. But it gives you a picture. And the idea that there are pastors thinking that we can avoid this whole thing, we don't need to talk about that from our pulpits, or we don't want to be political, we don't want our people to be political. Are you kidding me? I mean, it really is like saying, and by the way, this also happened, it would be like saying, like, you know what, I'm not going to take a position on slavery, because maybe I have some people in my congregation that might get upset. We now know you'd be a pig and a coward and a racist, and you wouldn't be faithful to the Bible if you said, like, well, I care so much about evangelism, I'm not going to take a position on slavery. That's what we're dealing with right now. When you take biblical positions, you're going to bother some people. Now, you're not saying it to bother them. You're saying it because God says it. And if you don't take a position on these things, when we're talking about socialism and Marxism, these things ruin people's lives. if you care about the poor and you don't say anything about socialism and Marxism and big government taking over cities and states, if you don't care about that, you don't care about the poor. And the scripture commands you to care about the poor. So it is the job of the church to speak out and do things on all of these things. And I, again, the reason we're bringing up the Nazis is not just because it's a parallel, because that's a warning. If you want to know what will certainly happen here, it's already happening, all you need to do is look at what happened in Germany. The question is, will the Lord be able to wake up the church in time so that we'll do something? And I believe, you know, by the size of this crowd and other things, that it is possible that we don't need to go down this path. So I'm not a defeatist, but if we don't get the message out to those who are still asleep, if we don't do our best, and by the way, if you go to a church that refuses to acknowledge what we're talking about here, I would say you should stop going to that church. We're in a horrible spiritual war, and you should not be feeding those who are part of the problem. You need to get out of those churches.
And, you know, you don't have to think in terms of this is a distant thing. In Germany, they locked everyone in their homes for months. In New Zealand, they locked everyone in their homes for months. In Australia, they locked everyone in their homes for months. And in Germany, homeschooling is illegal. You can go to prison and lose custody of your kids. All sorts of Western countries are not as free as America, and they're becoming less free. And one big difference between them and us is the Second Amendment. We have the means to fight back against tyranny. The time to use your guns is on whoever comes to take them. Because that's your last chance. After that, the option is gone. And my next book is called No Second Amendment, No First. And in it, I show the origin of the Second Amendment was the concern for religious liberty. Now, does anybody know where the Second Amendment, the text of it, where, what historical document it came from? The English Bill of Rights from 1690. When they overthrew James II in England because they were afraid he was Catholic, and more importantly, he was allied to Louis XIV, who was persecuting Protestants in France. And he was kind of Louis XIV's puppet. And so they were afraid, and I think with some justification, that Protestants might be persecuted the way they were under Charles I and Charles II. They persecuted Puritans. They persecuted nonconformist evangelical churches. So in the Bill of Rights they wrote, and this was a condition of William and Mary taking the throne. You want the throne, you have to sign this Bill of Rights. One of them was, no Protestant may be denied the right to carry firearms. No Protestant. Now, that, as a Catholic, that kind of irritates me at first. But then I think back, there was a reason for it, okay? It shows the direct connection between gun rights and religious liberty. And also, the right to defend yourself and the right to overthrow tyrants is a direct implication of the Christian worldview. And if you don't think Christians have, people have the right to do that, you don't accept the Christian worldview. You don't think of us as like free mammals. You think of us as like termites or ants who should live in a colony where the reproduction and the food supply are all controlled from the top. Communism is a great economic system if you happen to be a termite or an ant. But socialism only works for social insects. It's not for human beings made in the image of God.
I told you. I told you, didn't I? Yeah. I told everybody about a week ago, you cannot miss Sunday night because Eric and John are going to set you on fire.
Well, you know, I have to say, too, that on my radio program, some people say, oh, I see you on TBN. TBN plays 30 minutes of what I do on TV, but I do 2 hours every weekday, right? So 10 radio hours a week, every single week. I ask you to sign up at my website, ericmetaxas.com.
And it's on Rumble because it's too hot for YouTube.
Well, right, it's on Rumble. But the reason I'm saying this is that every single week, there's only one person
that I have on every single week, and that's John Zmirak. And obviously, they're not going to play John Zmirak's episodes on TBN. So that's why I would like you to follow me on Rumble and other places, because it's important that we all understand what John is saying. You're just getting a little tidbit here.
Yeah.
And that you read, go to stream.org and read what John is writing. This is vital stuff for us today to help us understand what we're going through.
So Eric's book, Letter to the American Church, is still available out there. And after tonight, he will sign that. John is on the stream regularly writing for the stream and other places. He's talked about the book that's coming out. I want to encourage you to get those. We're going to take a 10-15 minute break to give you a chance to go to the bathroom. If you're not from Westgate, there are restrooms in the lobby. But also, if you'll follow the lobby, if those restrooms are full, then follow the lobby through to our gymnasium area, and there are additional restrooms there. And before you go, I just want to encourage you. One of the things that Apologia does is stir you, hopefully, with what we believe are some of the nation's best voices on these subjects. And I knew tonight was going to be fire. But I just want to tell you that we have, thanks to FPIW, Family Policy Institute of Washington, we've arranged a conference here on the 11th of February, Christians in Action Conference, where they will lay out for you, the course used to be called Olympia 101, people who really understood how we're to be engaged in Olympia. And a lot of these issues we're talking about, the attack on parental rights. In fact, I found out when I was down there on Wednesday that Inslee is planning on a constitutional amendment to codify abortion. We can talk a little bit about it. John's got a few thoughts about that. And Eric does too. We'll talk about those. We'll entertain your questions, as many of them as we can, when we get back from the break. But take a 15-minute break, and let's be back here as soon as possible so that we can answer your questions and hear more from these two incredible gentlemen. All right? God bless you.
If you're from Antifa, if you're here from Antifa, we beg you, please, do use the restrooms. Don't just... you know, do it wherever you want. Just honor your host. What it is
that holds your life so close to mine.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful at lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Just the other night, I was asked that question. Well, the owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And I agree with them. And the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients. Yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. And each one of them helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. That's the point. So approaching from four different angles may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. If you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it'll work for you. It has worked for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. I'm one of them. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever. Get the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, a set of pillowcases for only $9.98, and rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. All the biggest discounts of the year are happening right now, so don't miss out. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ERIC or call 1-800-978-3057, and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last. Again, use code ERIC and save. MyPillow.com.
Folks, you're listening to a special edition of the Eric Metaxas Show. We are airing right now what I did with John Zmirak live on stage. at an Apologia Forum in Edmonds, Washington, at Westgate Chapel. It really was extraordinary, and we're airing that for you right now. So here it is.
Well, obviously, we have enough questions here that we could be here till midnight. So we're just gonna blitz through, get to as many as we can before we call it quits. But first question that you sent in: can you elaborate on the concept of America being under the Stockholm syndrome?
Sure. How many of you remember the story of Patty Hearst? Okay, Patty Hearst was a sweet, creative, Christian woman who was kidnapped by terrorists and locked in a closet and raped and brainwashed to the point where she was willing to rob banks with them. And she actually believed their propaganda. They did tests when she was finally arrested. She was caught. Her IQ had dropped 30 points in the course of her imprisonment. It took her 2 weeks of sitting in a cell to give up the ideology that they had beaten and raped into her. I think there are Americans who are lazy and Americans who are cowards. There are also a lot of Americans who are Patty Hearst right now. And when I wrote a column explaining the midterm elections, too many Americans have just been beaten into submission and they are identifying with their oppressor. They're like that small number of blacks who enlisted to fight for the Confederacy. There were some. They are identifying with their oppressor. It's a defense mechanism. Just tell yourself, no, they just wanted us to have the vaccines so we'd be safe. They just wanted to close our churches so we'd be safe. And the little old ladies at the Capitol must have been dangerous in some way that only the FBI understands. And when they had riots for George Floyd, even though the cop went to jail, you know, that didn't violate the COVID lockdown because it wasn't dangerous to public health because racism is bad for public health or something. If there's one thing I could convey tonight is, if you hear someone talking about racism, count your fingers after you shake hands with him and make sure he hasn't stolen any of the fillings out of your teeth. It is a scam. It is a scam. It is 100% a scam. We have had legal equality in America since 1965. These people are telling us through the 1619 Project that America was founded as a conspiracy of slave owners. That in 1776, they formed the United States in order to stop George III from freeing the slaves. That is what the 1619 Project says. It won a Pulitzer Prize. It was promoted by the New York Times. It's now a series on Hulu. George III didn't free any slaves in England. He never freed the slaves. He didn't even favor abolishing the slave trade. So this is a lie. It is up there. How many of you have heard of the Protocols of the Elders of Zion? Okay, that was a conspiracy theory which said that 13 rabbis meeting in a cemetery in Prague were responsible for communism and capitalism and divorce and birth control and all the evils of the modern age. It was a lie concocted by the Russian secret police and promoted by Henry Ford through his newspaper. Conspiracy theory by a crank and promoted by a newspaper. So when I hear about the 1619 Project, I call it the Protocols of the Elders of Jamestown. It is a hate theory. It is a hate theory aimed at whites, the way the protocols were a hate theory aimed at Jews. And anybody who talks it, who believes in it, is trying to whip up hate, racial division. They're trying to alienate blacks from their own country. Martin Luther King wanted to claim the legacy of the American founders. He did not think they were evil conspirators who were trying to create a racist dystopia. So these people are rejecting Martin Luther King. They're saying he was a dupe. They're saying he was an idiot. I don't think he was an idiot. I think these people, they're not idiots. They're just evil. Let's just admit, they're evil. And if your church is talking about racial reconciliation, again, count the fillings in your teeth and get out of there.
Describe the golden triangle of freedom and then comment on its status today and its future.
The Golden Triangle of Freedom is an idea that I stole from Oz Guinness. I wrote a book called If You Can Keep It, The Forgotten Promise of American Liberty. And I talk about the Golden Triangle of Freedom in that because Oz Guinness has written about it. But it's such an important idea. Every American needs to understand it. And I mean every American needs to understand this idea. Because what is it? I'll tell you quickly. The Golden Triangle of Freedom is the idea that freedom, which is, some we call it liberty, but what is it really? It's actually self-government, right? We're free to govern ourselves. We're not governed by a king or a tyrant or a bureaucracy or a deep state. We are free. We govern ourselves. That's freedom, right? The founders all understood that governing yourself, having freedom, requires virtue. They knew that if you don't have a population, a citizenry that's basically virtuous or that has enough people that are virtuous, this can't work. Period. End of sentence. You cannot divorce self-government and freedom from the idea of virtue. So the Golden Triangle of Freedom says freedom requires virtue, but then virtue requires faith. In other words, why would you do the right thing if you're not being forced to do the right thing by a gun, by a tyrant, by the deep state, why would you do the right thing? Why would you be virtuous? Because you have a belief in something greater. You have faith and you want to please God.
With the overturn of Roe v. Wade, lots of companies are coming out saying they'll pay for employee abortion travel and expenses. Most of you have heard about some of these companies. You've decided to stop shopping or doing business there. But did you know that you most likely own stock in those companies through your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts? Folks, this is a huge problem, and we need to do something about this to send a message to Wall Street through our investments. You need to go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric and get a free Inspire Impact Report. This biblical investment analysis will educate you on what's really in your investment accounts, like companies paying for abortion travel. You need to go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric to connect with an Inspire Advisors financial professional who can run your report and help remove companies paying for abortion travel today. Go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric. That's inspireadvisors.com/Eric. Advisory services are offered through Inspire Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC.
Because of your faith in God or some higher order, you don't need the government to force you. So the founders said self-government, liberty, requires virtue. Virtue requires faith of some kind. And here's the trick. But faith in turn requires freedom. In other words, if you force faith on people, if you say you have to go to that church or you have to go to that mosque or you can't go to any church. In other words, once the government forces faith, faith evaporates. You cannot have free, genuine faith that acts in a virtuous way and that does the right thing unless faith itself is free. So it goes round and round. Freedom requires virtue. Virtue requires faith. Faith, in turn, requires freedom. And it's this kind of magic that the founders were able, for the first time in human history, really, to put out there. And they knew that it could never be forced or guaranteed, that if the people themselves didn't do this, if we didn't keep the republic ourselves, if we didn't teach these ideas to our children and so on and so forth, then, of course, it goes away, and then the power comes in to force you to do things. Freedom goes away. So it's a sacred, brilliant, amazing idea that we have kept roughly, you know, for 2.5 centuries, but the point is, for the last 50 or so years, it's been going away. It's a battle to keep these ideas fresh, and we are on the verge of losing these things. So the question, how are we doing right now? We're on the verge of losing everything. My hope, Romans 8:28, I know John doesn't get the biblical reference because he's Catholic, they don't read the Bible. But
if you want to talk to Catholics, you have to quote Tolkien, not the Bible.
But Romans 8:28... What does Romans 8:28 say? All things work together for good, for
for those that love the Lord and are called according to his purposes. So I actually believe that by things getting as bad as they are right now, that ultimately this can be God's blessing because people are waking up who would never, ever wake up. And I really believe if Joe Biden is kicked out of office over whatever, which I'm pretty sure he will be, I think the presidency of Kamala Harris would be the greatest thing that ever happened to the United States of America. Because it would make some people who would never wake up and say, uh-oh, something's wrong, we need to do something. And I actually believe the reason I have hope is I believe that is happening right now. I believe there are people looking around going, this is insanity. The transgender stuff is insane. Open borders is insane. This is all insane. What is happening? I think that by God's grace, because of this, people are waking up. They're starting to go to churches like this and not like the dead churches that don't ever talk about this stuff. So I am hopeful.
Next question. So we have rhinos and an ineffective Republican Party. I've seen well-intentioned politicians go to D.C. and become ineffective unless they go along with the party. Without saying, use your right to vote, what's the solution? I feel powerless.
First thing is to get really, really well informed. So I want to ask people quickly for shows of hands. How many of you watch Steve Bannon's War Room? All right,
wow,
you
I'm
are
impressed.
On the track.
I'm impressed.
My girlfriend watches that 3 hours a day and gives me a digest because I don't have that kind of time. How many of you subscribe to or read the Epoch Times? All right, this is a good group. You guys are already halfway there.
We're almost literally preaching to the choir.
Yeah,
by,
yeah.
By this, by...
Yeah, we're going to make the choir sing. Imagine. We're going to make them sing Imagine. How many of you read American Greatness? You need to read American Greatness. Julie Kelly is a one-woman storm exposing the fascist in the negative sense. Treatment. That's a joke, guys. It's like I walk out of a cafe and say, that was racist in a bad way, just so the heads explode behind me. So try that, fascist in the negative sense. And just watch people, they get confused. At the worst, at the very worst, you're just shortening your enemy's lives so they'll do less damage in the long run. You can at least do that. Okay, how many of you read Revolver News? Okay, good. They are another pioneering journalistic enterprise that goes into the deep state. They've done the best coverage of the Twitter files. They did the best coverage of January 6th. Chronicles magazine is a really great intellectual magazine for conservatives and patriots. Read these things. Become precinct captains. Become voter monitors. Call your congressmen. Tell them if you vote with the Chamber of Commerce, I will make your life hell. I will picket your home. You don't really have to do it, but, you know, maybe you should. I mean, if they're going to picket Brett Kavanaugh's home, why isn't someone picketing Christine Blasey Ford's home? That filthy perjurer. She should be in prison for perjury. I call her Christine Blasey Perjurer. I'm friends with Mark Judge, the guy who she took his autobiography and used that as her perjury Bible. And then they destroyed his life, all in order to keep killing babies. So anytime you think, well, they're not that bad, they want to kill newborn babies. The Democrats voted unanimously to kill newborn babies. Babies who survive abortion should be left to die on the table. We are dealing with demons. The
yes.
Democrats...
Okay,
yes.
So what people... one of the questions that I saw on this the list of questions is, how bad does it have to get, right? And so if that... doesn't wake you up and you yawn and you roll over. Do you think God's not going to judge you?
Yes.
Do you think God's not going to judge you when things are this bad and you don't care? You don't do anything about it? I mean, listen, talking to evangelicals who we talk about faith, it's about faith, it's about faith. God and the devil is not fooled by your claim to faith if there is no action. If you live out your faith, then it proves you have faith. But the point is,
if all you care about is evangelism and heaven and hell and whether I'm saved, I'm here to tell you, if your actions don't show that you care about all of these things, then I want to question, maybe you do not have saving faith. And I say this because it should scare us. Okay, we know we don't earn our way to heaven, but if you think you can get to heaven by saying you have faith and not living it out, not caring that we have a Democratic Party that literally wants newborns to be left to die, if that doesn't wake you up...
And they want to castrate boys and cut the breasts off girls. I'm starting to think these people don't have our best interests in mind.
Today we have a special edition of the program. We are airing the conversation I had with John Zmirak on the stage in Washington State, the Apologia Forum at Westgate Chapel. Here it is.
When I see a crowd going in one direction, I assume they're the Gadarene swine headed for the cliff. Okay, don't be one of them. If you see there's a trend, every time something seems trendy, you should immediately assume this is probably demonic or at least really, really idiotic. So you should just be a non-joiner, just be a cussed curmudgeon.
Be a wild salmon swimming upstream against the Gadarene swine.
That is the worst mixed metaphor.
I know, it really sticks in your head.
You just failed English class. Be the pig who turns around and says, I don't think so. that's all, folks.
All right. If the regime is controlling everything around us, what is our response? How do we push back and affect change?
I mean, when people say the regime is controlling everything around us, that is fatalistic garbage, okay? Every one of us has tons of freedom right now, okay? And we're not using it. And you can get more freedom. If you want to throw your phone away or get rid of like 90% of the apps, there's a million things you can do. So when people do this thing like, we're all being controlled. Yeah, you're being controlled because you have that fatalistic attitude. And Christians are famous for this. They act like, well, because of all the babies that have been killed, we're under judgment. It's nothing we can do. If that's your attitude, you're working for the devil. You need to get busy doing whatever you can do until the Lord says, enough. And he hasn't said enough. And so when I hear people say we're being controlled, you know, some of that's true, but it really is up to you. You don't need to read the garbage and you don't need to, anyway. Yeah.
Be that Japanese soldier in 1972 who's still fighting for the emperor, shooting at anybody who comes to the island. That should be your attitude. I will die for the emperor. Be that stubborn, cussed, impossible person because... the intolerant 3% can set the tone for society. There's a theory that if you have 3% of the population that is just absolutely immovable and nothing you do will influence them, and they are they're so stubborn, they don't care if you kill them. And they might kill you. This is how the Muslims take over societies, and this is how we can take this one back.
And by the way, Christians, we're not supposed to be afraid of death. We're supposed to believe, we claim to believe Jesus defeated death on the cross, that when you kill me, you don't kill me. If we live that way, which is how Bonhoeffer lived, we will absolutely change things. We have to live that way.
Now,
we have
you won't
to live
get
out
72
faith.
Virgins, but that sounds like a lot anyway. The whole idea of polygamy just strikes me as, oh man, one is... certainly enough.
All right, let me jump in here.
Folks, that concludes hour two today. We've been listening to my conversation with John Zmirak that was on stage. He never travels, but he was there and I was there at the Apologia Forum just north of Seattle, Westgate Chapel. It was extraordinary. There is even a little bit more that we didn't get to play today. We will play that next week for you, the final 15 minutes or so. So stay tuned for that. Let me remind you also to go to salemnow.com. You've got to check out Walt's Disenchanted Kingdom, salemnow.com. It is free, and it tells you everything you feared was true about the woke corporation that Disney has now become. It's actually important. Salemnow.com. Again, it's free. Walt's Disenchanted Kingdom, recommended to you. And thanks for listening.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.